that love doesn't have a limit and isn't about a personality, a body, a face, an interaction, an experience of someone. That's all superimposed by you. Superimposed by all of us based on what we've been taught, based on erroneous thinking, based on not yet having seen clearly enough and experienced in a heartfelt way clearly enough how it's possible to love anyone and everyone, and how that's what you're supposed to, that's the position you're supposed to be in. That is the wisest position to be in. Anything else is being miserly with love. Anything else is shortchanging yourself. Absolutely. This I can say to you, guaranteed. Guaranteed that this is the only right answer to that question. Any other way to think about it is a mistake. Any other way to think about it is the miserly thought process fooling you. Love is not meant to be a miserly phenomenon. You can play with this. You can experiment with this in your life and see the truth of it very readily, very quickly, and it doesn't take a lot of effort. But it does take the willingness, the ability to be just a bit more open toward anyone and everyone. Just a bit less judging, excluding, writing off, oh, that one's too fat, oh, that one's too tall, oh, that one is annoying. Yeah, they all are. So are you. So are you. The mistake, how this happens so readily, is we exclude ourselves. We exclude ourselves, and in a fuzzy thinking fashion, we exclude family and friends. They're excluded from all these judgments because they're pre-accepted, so to speak, even with their faults. But everybody else, you know, your partner passes gas and it's acceptable. A stranger on a bus passes gas and it's terrible. It's nuts. It's the same gas. All human bodies produce the same stinky gas. It's just the interpretation of stranger that makes that one smelly and like, I can't take it. And your friend or your partner or your intimate or whoever, well, I can live with that. What are you going to do? That's our nutsness. That's our insanity that all mammalian creatures pass gas, but we pass judgment on good gas, bad gas, acceptable, not acceptable. That's us shortchanging ourselves, literally. That's us having a moment of revulsion, bad experience, needlessly. That's us being miserly, because we don't know any better. So you have no more excuse after tonight. You've been told the real answer. You've been told how it works, and you have no excuse to not know better. Whatever you thought before, whatever your life experience, whatever you were taught, whatever seemed right, you can't use that as an excuse anymore because you've been told a different way to look at it. So now there's no excuses. This is a very serious question, and I'm giving you a very serious answer. If you have not recognized that it's possible to love everybody, then that is your job, to recognize that, whatever it takes. That doesn't mean you have to hang out with them. Doesn't mean you have to go to lunch. Doesn't mean you have to have them over to your house. It just means you have to have the capacity to see that they're no different than anyone else, and your love should not be artificially, needlessly withheld. You don't have to ever see them to love them.